everyone. This is Shauna Thompson. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I have this great quote by Elder Holland on forgiveness, and I just think it's wonderful. He talks about how Jesus Christ was the purest and only perfect person who ever lived. He is the one person in all the world from Adam to this present hour who deserved adoration, respect, and admiration and love. And yet he was persecuted, abandoned, and put to death. Through it all, he would not condemn those who persecuted him. I love that. It makes me think I've had plenty of times in my life to forgive and be forgiven. And I truly never really, thought a lot of times about being like the Savior and just forgiving even when you may not get an I'm sorry from someone. So I need to be more mindful about that and being more Christ-like about my forgiving and asking for forgiveness at the same time. I really love that quote. Elder Holland just knows how to put things in perspective, doesn't he? Well, I've got cute Brooke Harris in here. Hi, Brooke. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Good. She is our producer for Gospel Solutions for Families. You got a couple of really great episodes coming up on forgiveness, which is just what we're talking about today.
Yes. So we have two episodes this month on reconciliation and forgiveness in families.
Ooh, that's a good place to hit.
It is. It's kind of the last place, I think, to forgive people. Because in my family, it's like we always say the most hurtful things, unfortunately, to the people we love. Mm-hmm. And so we think we don't need to forgive. It's like me and my sisters will say something we don't mean.
And then you just kind of think, they know how I am.
Yeah. And then we get along fine and forget about it an hour later and we're all friends again.
Yes.
But really, I need to make a better effort to apologize when I've said something or did something that's not quite right to a sibling or
I don't know about you, but it's harder. I don't know. It seems like the pride factor is higher when it comes to your family. Like, I don't want to do this. She just makes me so mad. Or you let things that they do, little idiosyncrasies or whatever, they creep in and you just let it build up and you're like, I don't want to say I'm sorry to her or him. They don't need that. They'll be fine. It's just harder with family, I think.
It is harder with family. But this episode is going to be really great to help you realize you need to do that. Because Sister Stevens in the Primary General Presidency and Ron Anderson on the Young Men General Board and Susan Jones, who's on the Young Women General Board, they talk about how to improve relationships in the home with forgiveness. And I mean, they come from families. They know how it is to be married and have kids. And we talk about forgiveness and how repentance and that, how that really is going to fix these broken relationships. I think Sister Stevens talks about, they call it the rewind factor. Like if you say something that you just immediately regret, oh no.
Yeah.
I can't believe you said that. And they just have this thing where they can say, okay, stop, rewind. I didn't mean that. Can I take that back?
Yes.
And that's kind of like what forgiveness is. And if they really love you, they'll understand.
Yes. The other person on the other side needs to be willing to rewind too, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think we all need to have that rewind factor and be able to, you know, say sorry immediately.
Sure.
When you say something that's hurtful.
Yep. So tell me again, it's Gospel Solutions for Families. What's the episode called?
Reconciliation and Forgiveness in Families. Okay. There's two parts and you can get that anytime on mormonchannel.org or download it on your iPhone, whatever.
Yeah. Good. Well, it sounds like a worthy thing to check out, especially if you have a problem with forgiveness and you need some rechecking of yourself. Yeah. And that's so funny that you're doing that because I was trying to think of an experience, a forgiveness experience. And I could think of a lot of things. Maybe some of them would be too much oversharing. But there was one that came to my mind that absolutely has to do with those episodes. I was sitting in a state conference, and this was when my husband and I were bishop and wife over a young married BYU ward. And we were sitting in this big, you know, state conference on BYU campus. And there was this young lady. I think she may have been a member of the Stake Relief Society presidency, and she was young. And she got up and gave one of the most poignant talks on forgiveness that I've ever heard before. She was so articulate and beautiful. And one of the things that she said was, think about that scripture that so many of us are familiar with that talks about forgiving someone 70 times 7, you know? And I thought, 70 times 7, that's a lot. I'm not going to do the math. No. No, but that's a lot of times to forgive a single person. And then she said in her talk, who are you around that much to forgive that many times? Is it your friends? Probably not. Is it your coworkers? Probably not. It's your family. And for me, that was a massive aha moment where I thought, oh my gosh, that's what the scripture means. You know, you pull it apart and decide who is it you're with that much. And it's them. It's your family. So it made me realize, I think the Spirit even bore witness to me that day that Heavenly Father reveres our families, and we know that. But it's important enough for him to put in a scripture and let us figure it out that this is how many times you're required to forgive each family member and more. I mean, it's infinite. It's more. And so I kind of kept that with me now. And it does make me think very differently about my family members. And I thought, this is your job, Shauna. This is your job to let it roll off and just love these people. That's what the Savior wants you to do.
Oh, I totally agree. I always need to be forgiving. Heavenly Father wants us to love them for who they are and continually forgive. Yeah. I'm really glad you brought up that scripture. It's something I needed to hear.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Brooke, for coming in. We'll look for that episode because, I mean, I think we can all use just a little bit of brushing up on family relationships. And if we're mindful of that, let's just be mindful, you and me together, just be mindful of forgiving those family members 70 times 7. And that means each one. That doesn't mean all together. So, you know, share your thoughts on forgiveness with me. Go to Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org. And, you know, I was informed that I think most people send emails through Mormon Channel at LDSChurch.org. But we have our own website here at Mormon Channel Daily, Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org. Share your thoughts and feelings there, too. But, you know, if you send it to the other one, it'll get to us anyway. So we're going to go out today with a beautiful song about forgiveness called Grace, featuring the BYU Women's Chorus. Have a wonderful day. Make sure you stay forgiving.